Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have the legendary Tamala Mann on the line with me. Tamala Mann, say hello to the people.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me today.
Man, I'm super excited. Listen, you have just did a film called Soul Santa, and you did the soundtrack for it. The song was What Christmas Really Means. How did you find the song to fit the film?
Well, after just kind of reading the script, and it's a family film, the song is based off of love and family and forgiveness. And, you know, what Christmas means is really for families to gather together and enjoy themselves and just have a good time. And that's how that song came about. It's just basing it on what we like to experience during this season is joy, you know, and happiness. But sometimes things do happen where go a little south, get a little sour, like it did in the movie on Soul Santa, where we had some disagreements, but it worked out. And my baby pulled her dad and mom back together. And it was just an amazing, happy film. I was really glad to be a part of it, work with the whole cast.
Yeah, you was a super part of that. And congrats. You was one of the executives and the music supervisor. What was that experience like?
Oh, my goodness. It was a lot of meetings that I didn't want to sit in. My husband pulled me in. He's like, we're going executive producer. I was like, huh? You know, because at first I wasn't going to even be in the movie. But when COVID hit, it required, like, for us to be close together and kiss. And they was like, well, it's going to kind of be hard to get somebody, you know, to do that part with you. And or y'all, you know, either vice versa.
Right.
And he was like, well, what if what you think Tamara would want to do? And he answered for me. He said yes.
Uh-huh.
But before I could even, he put me in it.
Okay.
So, but it really worked out. And it was really enjoyable. And I've never seen so much snow. And it was cold being outside working in the cold. I've never been outside that cold working.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great experience. And Terry Vaughn directed it. She did a wonderful job as well.
Amen. I saw it. It's an excellent film. And get your family and watch it on Christmas Day and eat some popcorn and have some cocoa. Now, just tell them what to do, right? That's what y'all gonna do, okay? Is acting a lane you're looking to go down, or writing and producing more films?
I wouldn't say me per se, but I would say for David, yes. But me, now I do want to get into animated film, but not necessarily write, but I just want to be a part of doing the music and a voiceover for animated. I'm putting that in the air, Lord.
Come on.
An animated movie.
I agree.
So, because I'm really into the singing is my first love, more so than acting.
Right.
Acting is like icing on the cake, and I'm working my new clothing line now, the Tamala Mann Collection. So I'm trying to, you know, learning that and pushing that as well. So I'm going to leave the filming and directing to David.
Okay. You guys work so well together. The chemistry is there, obviously.
We have a good time, too. We have a great time. And we were in the house, and we was working on something, and he went one way to get something to make it, to fix what we was trying to fix, and I went another way. And I came out of the garage and came back in the house, and I got real teary-eyed, and I told him, I said, I just thank God for you, and I just really appreciate how our relationship, when it's something needs to be done, that we just jump in there to get it done, you know, even together. And I really thank God for him. Thank God for him.
Amen. Now, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
My favorite church one is Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Okay.
Listening to Christmas music, I like CeeLo's Mary Did You Know.
Okay.
I think he did a smashing job. When I do my Christmas album, I'm going to redo it and do it myself as well. But that's one of my favorite Mary Did You Know Christmas songs.
Okay.
Because we're talking about the birth of our Savior, and it is that time. It's just not about gifts, but it's about letting people know that our Savior was born and that he came to give us life.
That's right. Absolutely. Your current material you have out, Overcomer, how did you come about doing that project?
Well, Overcomer, because it's been 5 years since I released the project, and I meant for it to be out in 19, But then I start touring, but I start actually working on the album then at the end of 19. And I had planned to get it out at the top of 20. But then when COVID hit, everybody started pumping the brakes on everything.
Right.
And it got pushed back. But I think it was a great thing because it was a lot more music was able to be birthed and to come out of me and to be produced. And I'm just really grateful for this whole project because there's so many things of working through and overcoming like fear. And I was talking about based on things out of my life, like dealing with my weight issue. I had double knee replacement, mm-hmm. working through that, dealing with menopause. All these things were things of overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I titled the album that. And it's just really to me been an encouragement. I would say to even me and my husband, the songs on here, Conquering, Overcoming, he did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me. It's to what's going on in our lives.
Yes.
I'm just really grateful just to be able to share these songs, to share a part of my life of saying that it's okay to ask for help. And
that's
I realized
right.
in different areas in my life that I needed help, you know, when it came to this weight thing and just guidance. A lot of times we're afraid of somebody seeing us vulnerable, and it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yes. Yes.
And it's okay to ask. That those are some things that I learned along the way in producing this album, Overcome.
I love Help Me. I mean, my God, Help Me is it for me. That song is just super amazing. All of your songs. You're on heavy rotation.
You know, when you got to jump on the new single, He Did It For Me, it's a personal, it's like it's a song that you can put yourself in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking of everything that you went through and been through in your life, how God has been there, and there's things that you came through.
Right.
He did it. He played a big part in it. A lot of times we don't want to give God credit, but he plays a great part in a lot of things working out in our favor.
Yes, ma'am. What's one of your favorite albums? You got a million albums. Can you pick one or two?
I would say Best Days would be one of my favorites.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
And I have favorite songs on all the albums.
Okay. But
you know what I'm really happy about, Nigeria, is how I've grown. When I go back and I listen to the vocals on Gotta Keep Moving to Overcomer, I just see the growth, even vocally, how I've grown. And I think that's a part of life, to be able to see that you are better than you're growing.
Yes.
And because we all should want to grow. And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, I always say that anything that has life has to grow, period. It has to grow. Man, Tamla, ma'am, I want to keep you on the phone and just, you know, we need to have coffee or tea or something. What's next for Tamla, man? You said the clothing line. And when can we expect the next project?
Well, the clothing line, you can go to TamlaMan.com. It's now, and I'm dropping some new pieces tomorrow, but I have new stuff to just release.
Okay.
And again, dropping more, TamlaMan.com. That's from sizes 12 to 32.
Okay.
It's for our big ladies, you know, and I'm into about quality on the stuff because I don't want you to be able, like the pants, you bend over and you see us before you see us. I don't want you to be able to see us like that.
Right.
And I'm also working on some, I call it gear. I'm working on a new girdle that I'm putting out for us. I'll be coming out at the top of the year. And just working this music because everything is different now. I just need everybody to download, stream, Overcomer, help mama and granddaddy and papa and them.
Right.
Download this music, but you can still order from Amazon and Walmart because it's really hard to get physical copies now.
Yes.
And a lot of my senior saints, you know, they like physical copies.
Right.
So I just, y'all make sure y'all order for them for Christmas where they can get the album Overcomer. But
that's
I just
right.
really like, you know, Help Me was for my seniors. I want to do something old school, even though I've been getting really great response from young people on Help Me. But it's just a blessing to be able to do something that us young and old can go for together and worship together. And I'm just really enjoying Overcomer. I'm just trying to work it and just get the word out.
That's good. That's good. And we're going to help you do just that. Now, a mom.
You did it for me.
A mom, singer, actress, all the things that you do, the clothing line. When does Tamla Mann What do you do just for you to have some refreshing time?
I call it down time, you know, my me time.
Yes.
My me time is like I go get my nails, my feet done, and I take my time. And sometimes I just may go, not necessarily go out to buy anything, but I just take that time. I can sit and watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of time to myself to just gather my own thoughts and just let everything go. And I like to do crafts. I like to decorate and do crafts and stuff like that. So I'm always doing something. I'm always, my family would be laughing like, do you know how to sit down?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, well, when do you just sit down and be still besides praying?
I do. I'll sleep late. I don't get up. If I don't have to get up, I won't get up.
Okay.
Sleep late. I'm a late sleeper, but I'm a night owl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like last night, I didn't go to sleep till about 4.
But I think most creatives, I think that's our time between like 1 and 4 or something like that.
I was up fixing my Christmas stuff while everybody, I wouldn't have to worry about nobody walking in on me fixing gifts and things like that. But I do. I like to be up even if I'm just watching TV because most of the time it's quiet. I don't have to worry about nobody interrupting me. And when I'm starting to watch a movie, I can kind of tune out everybody. You can be talking to me and then you have to come touch me, say, Mama, did you hear me? I'll be like, huh? Because I'll be in my own little world. It's just a blessing to be a mom and a wife and just a servant. You know, I love serving, and to be able to just give back is just a blessing. And I thank God for my gift that he gave me,
yes,
to sing, you know,
yes,
and to be able to share it and to encourage people that we can overcome, that hope and love still abides in the world. And we just have to still remember that God has done it for us.
He's done it for us.
He's helped us along the way. He is our source. He's our strength. We have to remember God. Let's not forget about him. It scares me a lot of times because I see people run to him when things get bad, but we need to be running to him when things are good as well.
That's right. That's right. I totally agree. Did you know you could sing and this was going to be the path for you?
I started singing at 8.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I was 12, I realized this is something that I really like and I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always written down, like in my yearbook from high school, that I wanted to travel and sing. I was just passionate about it. Even as a kid, I'm still passionate about it. I'm not tired of doing it. And I cry if I'm hoarse. I just really love doing what I do. I'm just so dedicated to it that I want to do my best at all times. And I know your body gets tired. Your voice gets tired.
Yes.
My prayer is like, Lord, I know you didn't get tired. I want to be like Jesus. I don't want to get tired. I don't want my voice to wear out. So Lord, keep me strong.
Amen.
So I can keep getting the word out. So that's how I started.
Wow. What is your process? You sound busy, but when do you buckle down to create the album? What is that process like?
Well, it's kind of like you just kind of make that time. And by us, really was helpful being off, because normally it's kind of hard because I'll be doing dates and trying to record. So vocally, it would beat me up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like you were singing on the weekends all week. But this time it was different for me because I really poured out my heart, you know, on these songs. Like I said, talking about help me, talking about he did it for me,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord being our source. And then my final answer. And I started the album Overcomer with finished work because I realized in my life that I have been a procrastinator, and sometimes I can drag my feet. It's like I get stuff done, but sometimes I just, like we all do, we wait to the last minute.
Right.
Or, you know, well, we could be working on something. We start something else and we don't complete that job. You know, start cleaning up in the closet. Before you know, you come out, you were at the bathroom, but you didn't finish the closet.
Right.
So I started the album with finished work and I ended it with finished because I want to complete the work that God has begun in me, that he started in me. Anything, whatever the assignment is, Lord, help me to complete the task.
Amen.
And that's what I'm trying to get out and share with my friends and people that follow me, that we can accomplish, we can achieve, and we can reach those goals,
man,
that we're trying to reach.
Man, I thank you so much for coming through. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So we're always here for you. Your next album, give me a call again and we'll push it again.
Thank you.
Let people know,
thank you.
Let people know your social media tags and your website and how they can get in touch with you one more time and again.
Okay, but y'all know we do it together, David and Tamla Man. That's at for our Facebook and IG, that's at David and Tamla Man. You can also check our things we have on YouTube, our Man TV channel. You can, all our stuff we're doing. My new cooking shows, Mama Man's Kitchen. Y'all go check it out on YouTube, Man TV. And I'm going to be sharing some recipes. I got a new one that's dropping, I think, this week. If not this week, next week. So y'all check it out. I love y'all and appreciate everything you do, all the support. Make sure you go pick up, download, and stream Overcomer. All the songs, just put them on repeat.
Yes. You don't have no other choice, too.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate you.
So you're welcome.
Thank you.